We'll be back to the Sunrise Morning Show in just a little bit, but first, it's 7:21 at AM 1160 The Quest. I'm Allison Elul. This morning, I will be talking with Sarah Kaczmarek. She is the Director of Pastoral Ministry for Encounter Ministries, where their goal is to train and disciple Catholics to demonstrate the love of God through the power of the Holy Spirit in their sphere of influence. They provide the best opportunities possible to empower disciples to love like Jesus. So, Sarah, welcome to The Quest.
Thanks so much for having me.
So, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and how the Lord led you to Encounter Ministries?
Sure, I'd love to. I've been in ministry for a little over 20 years. So I have served in a parish context. I've served as a youth minister, a director of evangelization in a Catholic parish. I then served as the associate director of Alpha Catholic for a few years. So I worked with the Alpha program, if some of your listeners might be familiar with that. And then from that, had the opportunity to join the Encounter Ministry team about 2018, where I get to serve as the pastoral director and our main campus director, and to continue that work of introducing people to the love of God through the power of the Holy Spirit and equip them to share that with everyone they meet, wherever they are. So we are a ministry school, technically, but we like to tell people, this isn't the school you have to go to because you want to start a ministry, but rather we believe wherever you are, wherever God has positioned and placed you in your life, God is calling you to be ministry to those around you.
Amen. And when you say that, I mean, whether it's work, whether it's school, whether it's just in the grocery store, I mean, being armed and just knowing exactly what we're called to do in our mission. I mean, what a great opportunity to share that love of the Lord and the Holy Spirit with others when we are in love with Him first.
Absolutely. And I think that it's so funny because we know, like, as part of our baptismal call as Christians, that we're invited to preach the gospel, to share it to the ends of the earth, right?
Amen.
To join Jesus in His mission. But sometimes we're like, the ends of the earth, that feels so big. And like, then we start thinking about nations and we get overwhelmed. And what does that look like? But for so many of us, it just starts with where God has placed you, with the people around you. We say that your sphere of influence, like you so beautifully shared as we began. And so we believe that that's where God is going to use you. And with the power of the Holy Spirit and the love of Jesus flowing through you, we believe you will change the lives of people around you, just as Jesus did, right, when He walked on the earth. And so we want to continue His ministry and represent Him to the world.
Oh, that's beautiful. So what is Encounter Ministries and the mission of the ministry? I know you're equipping disciples to love the Holy Spirit and to spread, but any other tidbits you can share with us?
Well, we are the main ministry that we do sort of have as sort of our flagship is a ministry school. So it's a 2-year school, and we have our main campus in Brighton, Michigan, but we actually have about 40 satellite locations around different parts of the country and now even different parts of the world, which is just amazing. And we also have an online campus. So for people who aren't nearby to a local campus, they can join the school through the online campus. So it's 2 years where folks can come and learn more first about who they are. Our first quarter is on identity. But then we have 4 quarters each year that touch on aspects of who we are, what we're called to, and equipping the disciples of Jesus to do the works of Jesus in the world today. I think so often we can learn a lot as Christians. We can take in a lot of beautiful information, but we want to experience the Lord. We want to experience the Holy Spirit, and we want to be equipped so that we can go and do it. So we're a ministry school that equips you not just to receive and to learn more and to understand more, but to rather take that understanding and go out and do the things that Jesus did. So all of the quarters we have, identity, healing, inner healing, prophecy, intimacy with God, leadership, mission, all of those things are intended to help prepare you to go and do the stuff.
I love that because it's true. We could go to seminars, we could learn and have all this knowledge, but if we can't put that knowledge and experience into practice, you know, we're missing out. So what a great opportunity to learn and be confident, you know, living through the Spirit through others once we are armed and once we have it ourselves.
Absolutely.
Well, I am so excited that you're going to be here June the 15th at St. Peter Chanel for the Empower Conference. Who do you think should come and attend?
Well, of course, I'm sure everyone says everyone should come.
Absolutely, everyone.
Right, but really it is a beautiful day for wherever people find themselves, for perhaps folks who are just looking for more, right? That they're longing for more there. There must be more. They want more of God's love. They want to know more of who they are. They want to receive more of the Holy Spirit so that maybe they could, you know, step out and do something, or they could try something new, empowered and equipped with the presence of God. We would say, come and try, come and check it out. We'll be talking about things like, who is Jesus? Who are we because of what Jesus did? What is our mission? What does healing look like even today? At 1:30 on that Saturday, we're going to have a healing service.
Wow.
So even if folks sign up to come to the conference, but they have friends or family members that they want to invite to the healing service just for that portion because they know they need physical healing in their body, we would say invite them to come. So those who want to come for the full day and experience all that the Lord has prepared for them, beautiful. But also, we would say, invite friends and family who need physical healing to come to that healing service at 1:30 on Saturday.
That is beautiful. And hello, I think we all need healing, you know, so realistically, right? This could be for everyone.
Absolutely.
And you know, it's beautiful too, because when I was looking at the webpage for the conference, it says, discover your identity in Christ to be mobilized for mission in the world. And again, we all have a mission. We're all called to do something. And you know, some of us might not be aware of what that is, but I feel like going to this conference could be a great place for us to learn. And maybe the Holy Spirit can guide us to show us a direction of where He's calling us to be as well.
Absolutely. I mean, and I think that we all have that common mission. I think we spend a lot of time in our journeys and our lives looking for the specific thing that God has uniquely called us to, which is beautiful. And there is something particular that I think the Lord is calling each of us to. But there's a common mission that we all share as brothers and sisters, as sons and daughters of the Father. And we want to live out that mission. We want to respond to that mission. We want to live out our Father's legacy. We want to be about the Father's business, which is for all sons and daughters who have been scattered and lost along the way, perhaps through the world and just the woundedness of sin that we can encounter in the world around us, and bring them home to the church, bring them home to our Father's house so that we can experience the truth of who we are. We can be healed and restored, and then we can invite them to be sent out too. So part of what we all are called to do is to share that truth, to share the love of God, to share the gospel, to have them have an experience of healing and restoration that God longs to give them, and then invite them to come along with us on the journey as we continue to share that with others along the way.
So Sarah, where could people learn more about your ministry and this upcoming Power Conference that we're going to be having at St. Peter Chanel this week?
Sure. If folks are interested about learning more about Encounter Ministries, they can check us out at encounterministries.us. But if they want to find out more information about this upcoming Empower Conference on Saturday, they can go to atlempower.com. And if you're a little bit on the fence and you wake up that morning and you're like, oh, I didn't register, don't worry. There's on-site registration available too. So just come and join us.
Well, Sarah, thank you so much for taking time out of your day to talk to us about this upcoming conference this Saturday.
Oh, it's been such a joy, and I hope that everyone that is listening will come, and I look forward to meeting you there.
I'm Allison Adul. I'll be back tomorrow morning at 7:21, and the Sunrise Morning Show continues now on AM 1160 The Quest.